Unit 5. What can we learn from others? Part 1. Listening.
第一部分,听力.
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容,选出相应的图片.
1. The poor farmer and his wife lived in a small hut.
2. At the weekend, my father often helps do the housework.
3. Pauline never wastes her pocket money, but saves it instead.
4. Although the boy is not good at sports, he keeps exercising every day.
5. Children love to listen to the stories about those lovely fairies. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题,选出最恰当的答案. 1.
Which subject do you like best, Kelvin?
I like Chinese best.
Question. What's the boy's favorite subject? 2. Shall we vote for the model students in our class? Who do you think is the model student?
I will vote for Steve. He's never late for class, and he always helps others.
Question. Why does the boy vote for Steve? 3. Do you often go traveling with your parents, Jimmy?
Of course. We've visited many different places. We are going to Disneyland in Japan for the first time next week.
Question. Where will Jimmy go next week? 4. Look outside. The rain has stopped.
Good. Let's have some biscuits before we go on playing basketball.
Question. Why did they stop playing basketball? 5. What's the time now? I will go to see a film.
It's 5:30. When will the film begin?
It will begin in 30 minutes.
Don't worry. You have enough time to get there.
Question. When will the film begin? 6. What's your plan for the summer holidays, Michael?
I will go to Zhujiago.
Oh, that's a wonderful place for traveling. Who will you go there with? Your father or your mother?
Neither. I'll go with my friend.
Question. Who will Michael go to Zhujiago with? 7. It will be a holiday tomorrow. What do you want to do, Matt?
I have no idea. What about you, Emma?
I want to buy a present for my mother. You know, Mother's Day is coming.
You're right. Shall we make greeting cards by ourselves together?
Good idea.
Question. What's Matt going to do tomorrow? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容, 符合的用T表示, 不符合的用F表示.
Mrs. Jones is a teacher. Her house isn't far from her school, and she always walks there in the morning. All the students in the school are very young. They are from 6 to 11 years old. Today, Mrs. Jones walks to school as usual. It's very cold. The cold wind goes into her eyes, and big tears run out of them. She gets to the school, opens the door, and goes into the classroom. The room is nice and warm. Mrs. Jones feels much better. A small boy looks at her for a few seconds and says, "Don't cry. School isn't very bad." With these words, he puts his arms around her. Mrs. Jones is a teacher. Her house isn't far from her school, and she always walks there in the morning. All the students in the school are very young. They are from 6 to 11 years old. Today, Mrs. Jones walks to school as usual. It's very cold. The cold wind goes into her eyes, and big tears run out of them. She gets to the school, opens the door, and goes into the classroom. The room is nice and warm. Mrs. Jones feels much better. A small boy looks at her for a few seconds and says, "Don't cry. School isn't very bad." With these words, he puts his arms around her. Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Mrs. Brown likes growing all kinds of vegetables very much. There is a small garden behind her house. And in spring, she usually plants some vegetables in it. Every day, she waters and looks after them very carefully. One evening, Mrs. Brown looked at her nice vegetables and said with a smile, "Tomorrow, I am going to pick them. Then I will have some delicious vegetables." After that, she went into her house happily. But early in the next morning, her son ran in and shouted, "Mother, mother, come quickly. Our neighbor's duck is eating our vegetables in the garden." Mrs. Brown ran out quickly. But it was too late. All the vegetables were gone. Mrs. Brown sat on the ground and cried. And her neighbor was very sorry. But that was the end of the vegetables. One day before Christmas, the neighbor brought Mrs. Brown a nice and fat duck. And on the duck's back was a piece of paper with the words, "Enjoy your vegetables." Mrs. Brown likes growing all kinds of vegetables very much. There is a small garden behind her house. And in spring, she usually plants some vegetables in it. Every day, she waters and looks after them very carefully. One evening, Mrs. Brown looked at her nice vegetables and said with a smile, "Tomorrow, I am going to pick them. Then I will have some delicious vegetables." After that, she went into her house happily. But early in the next morning, her son ran in and shouted, "Mother, mother, come quickly. Our neighbor's duck is eating our vegetables in the garden." Mrs. Brown ran out quickly, but it was too late. All the vegetables were gone. Mrs. Brown sat on the ground and cried. And her neighbor was very sorry. But that was the end of the vegetables. One day before Christmas, the neighbor brought Mrs. Brown a nice and fat duck. And on the duck's back was a piece of paper with the words, "Enjoy your vegetables."